Archers for the week, 14 to 19 May, 2000.
David tries to compromise.
Start making silage properly tomorrow.
Well, you made the appointment to see Elizabeth.
Yeah, I know.
So what? After phoning her yesterday, you're going to ring and cancel now?
Oh, no, I suppose not.
Okay, so you better stop putting it off and get over there, haven't you?
I just wanted to get this 20 acres cut, that's all. Brookfield doesn't stop just because the family has a disagreement.
Disagreement? That's putting it mildly.
You know what I mean.
Anyway, what do you think I'm doing here? I can take over.
What about the kids?
Your mum says she'll take them for the afternoon and your dad's going to do the milking.
Oh. All right, then. May as well get it over with, I suppose.
It sounds to me like you were finding an excuse not to go.
Yeah, well, it comes to something when I have to start making appointments to see my own sister. About the future of my own farm. It's hardly something I'm likely to look forward to.
Keep it business-like, you said. Of course, if it was up to me, you wouldn't be going there at all.
Oh, come on, let's not start all that again. You said you'd back me up.
It doesn't mean I have to like it.
Look, it's the last offer.
It better be.
So, I take it you're not going to wish me luck, then?
I don't know whether luck has anything to do with this, David. Certainly not good luck, anyway. Oh, come on, don't look at me like that. I've said I'll back you up, and I do.
You don't sound very enthusiastic.
Being enthusiastic wasn't part of the deal. At least, hopefully, by the end of the day, we'll know one way or the other.
Well, I suppose so. Look, thanks for taking over here, love. It'd be a right pain if we weren't ready to start tomorrow.
It's all right. It takes me mind off
them. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Bye, then. Have a good time with your sister.
Yeah, I'll try.
Brian?
Huh? Oh, hello, darling.
I thought you were coming in for lunch.
What? Good grief, is it that time already? I'm sorry, Jenny, I hope you haven't done anything special.
No, it's just a sandwich. We're eating tonight.
Well, there you are, then. No harm done. So I just thought I'd see what the contractors are getting up to.
Well, can't they see to themselves?
I expect they can.
I mean, it's Sunday, and I'm sure they know what they're doing. They've been managing here since Friday, after all.
I know they've been managing since Friday, but no one's been here to oversee them. What with my meeting and... Well, obviously, Debbie wasn't here either, so I just want to make sure the silage is done by tomorrow.
I've hardly seen you since you got back. And the reason Debbie hasn't been here to see to things is because she was getting married. You can say those words, you know.
Of course I can. Not deliberately trying to avoid the subject.
No? You haven't said a thing about the wedding since you got back yesterday. In fact, this is the first time you've even acknowledged Debbie's existence since then. You never asked how it went, or even glanced at the photos. I went into Borchester yesterday to get them developed specially.
Look, I just haven't had a chance, that's all.
That's nonsense, Brian, and you know it.
It isn't nonsense.
Look, Debbie got married on Friday, and I don't think it's fair if we go around pretending it never happened. It's not fair on her, and it certainly isn't fair on me.
All right, I'm sorry. Look, I really did need to check on things, Jenny. Why don't you show me the photos at dinner? Tell me all about it then.
Well, I wouldn't want to put you out.
No, really. Like to hear how it went.
All right, then.
So, I'm having great fun organising the fair for the big day.
Oh, yes.
Yes. At the moment, I'm on the trail of a carousel and some swing boats.
Ah. I take it you're not going for big theme park type rides or anything?
Oh, good Lord, no. No, this will be a good old-fashioned country fair.
All right.
Well, apart from the chainsaw sculpture, obviously.
Obviously.
After you. Thanks.
Afternoon, Elizabeth.
Hello, David.
I was just telling David about the grand opening. Only 2 weeks away now.
So I understand.
Oh, by the way, did you know we've got Owen?
Sorry?
The chef, you know, from Cat and Fiddle.
I'm still not with you.
He means we've got Owen to run the cafe in the orangery.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I saw the for sale sign had gone up. Be a bit of a change for him then.
Oh, yes. But he's terribly good. We're ever so pleased. Aren't we, Lizzie?
Very.
Tea, coffee, anyone?
Not for me, Nigel.
No, you're all right, Nigel.
Right, then. I'll leave you to it and get back to Lily and Freddie. I'll see you later, David.
Yeah, bye, Nigel. Well.
Well.
Here we are again, then.
Look, are you going to sit down, David? You're making me nervous.
Oh, right, sure.
So what's all this about? Very formal, making an appointment to see me rather than just popping over.
Well, I felt it needed to be, and I think you know what it's about.
I'm pretty sure I could make an educated guess. But unless you've come to apologise for the row we had last time you were here, I'm not entirely sure what else there is to say.
That's it. Start on a positive note.
It's not something I feel particularly positive about. In fact, it's something...
If you just listen, Elizabeth, I have come here with a peace offering.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
And what sort of peace offering would this be?
Look, believe it or not, I am trying to see this from your point of view.
Oh, yes, sure you are. I bet you really empathise.
Look, I may not agree with you, and as I told you the other week, what you want, the sleeping shares thing, it just isn't practical. So, I've outlined...
Look, as you so rightly pointed out, David, you've said all this before.
Yes,
so how about you get to the point and tell me what you're offering? Don't try to butter me up, please.
Right, fine. What I'm suggesting is a percentage.
Of what? A percentage of what?
Of the farm of Brookfield, should Ruth and I ever decide to sell up.
What?
You get a share of whatever the place makes if we sell up and move on. Or Lily and Freddie get it, whatever you want.
Oh, and are you planning on doing that? Moving on? I mean, you're going to suddenly stop being a farmer and, I don't know, join the civil service or something, is that it?
Well, no, but...
Then forgive me, David, but you seem to be offering me a percentage of a very big round zero.
I'm giving you a stake in Brookfield without making my business unviable.
It's not giving me a stake in the place at all, and you know it.
I'm trying to compromise, Elizabeth.
How is that compromising? You're giving me a piece of paper that effectively tells me that I or my children will probably get nothing from my parents' legacy. My, that's big of you.
Elizabeth!
Meanwhile, you get to salve your obviously troubled conscience because you can convince yourself you tried to find the middle ground.
My conscience isn't troubled at all.
Well, thanks, David. You can call it a compromise if you like, but what I call it is having your cake and eating it.
Oh, and that's one of my favourites. Just on her own.
Ah, I see she wore the necklace I bought her.
Well, of course she did. She loved it. She looks beautiful, doesn't she?
Yeah. Yes, she does.
You can see how happy she is.
Was this taken before or after the ceremony?
Brian!
It's a genuine question.
Well, as it happens, it was taken afterwards. She certainly wouldn't have looked that happy before. She was so nervous, poor darling.
Was she?
Yeah, I thought she might faint at one point. She really could have done with... Oh, it's strange being at Borchester Register Office, you know. Oh, look, there's Alice and Phoebe, Mum. Mm-hmm.
Well, what was so strange about it?
Oh, just reminded me so much of our wedding there. Small ceremony and some of the same guests. Oh, look, there's Pat and Tony on the tractor.
Good grief.
Haven't they done a good job?
I'm surprised they had the time.
Yeah, oh, it was lovely of them. And there's the happy couple.
Ah. Look, why don't you put them away for now, darling? Hmm? I'll look at them another time.
Oh, right, yeah, of course. I do wish you'd been there, Brian.
Yes, so do I, Jenny, but I wasn't. I only say I'm glad things ran so smoothly and everyone seems to have had a good day.
We'd have had a better day. Well, Debbie would have had a better day.
Yes, look, do you honestly think I don't know that?
I'm sorry.
No, look, I'm sorry. I don't mean to take it out on you. Do you mind if we change the subject? I rather resent being reminded I'm head of a dysfunctional family.
Brian, we are not dysfunctional.
Well, you know what I mean.
All families go through their bad patches.
None quite like ours, you have to admit.
Oh, don't be so silly. Well, look what's happening at Brookfield.
What are you talking about?
Of course you won't know, will you?
Know what?
Oh, David and Elizabeth had a frightful falling out over who gets the farm.
Well, David will, surely.
Oh, yes, except Elizabeth's saying she wants some sort of share in the place when it's eventually handed over to him.
Really? Oh,
yes.
Dear.
She's told me it's pretty serious.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's always a very tricky thing, a family inheritance. I don't envy Phil one bit.
Come on, you stupid thing!
David? David, what are you doing?
Oh, this stupid gutter's been sagging for ages. I thought if I don't fix it now, I'll forget about it until winter, and then we'll have seepage in the grain store. Damn bolts rusted up.
How long have you been back?
Oh, I don't know, half an hour.
Did you not think to knock on the door and tell us you were home?
No. I didn't want the kids to hear some of the words I was using at the time. Ah, at last!
Oh, didn't go very well with Elizabeth then.
Hang on, I'm coming down. Nope. I think you can safely say it didn't go very well at all.
What did you say?
Hang on, let me just get this ladder down.
Basically, she threw my proposal straight back at me. Can you just hold it for me?
For sure.
You know, right back in my face.
Well, I can't see it's a complete surprise, surely.
No. I wasn't surprised that she said no. What did shock me was that she treated it like I'd insulted her or something. You know, no discussion, no let me think about it. She didn't even want to know what percentage I was proposing. Just a big, fat no and how dare you.
She's impossible.
Well, is that it?
What?
Well, I came back here with steam coming out of my ears. I did think there might be a bit of righteous indignation from you.
What's the point?
Getting angry? Well, none, really, but just you usually do it so much better than me, that's all.
These things happen.
These things? Ruth, you have just heard what I've been saying, haven't you? My sister has just made it crystal clear that she wants a piece of this farm and she's not prepared to compromise at all.
I can't be bothered to get angry about it anymore. I've got other things to think about.
Well, I wish I had. Listen, I think I'll just go up to the house. Dad will want to know what was said.
You leave your father alone. Let him have a quiet Sunday evening for a change.
I've got to tell him, Ruth.
Tell him tomorrow when you're not so angry, OK?
OK.
Look, you better put the ladder away and come in for your tea. It'll be on the table in a few minutes.
Yeah, well, no one can say I didn't try. And she's going to regret it when she hears what Dad has to say.
The pressure's on at Lower Loxley.
There we go. That's you sorted, young lady. Now, you lie there while I see to your brother.
Oh, here you are.
Look, here's Daddy.
Oh, these two were supposed to be out with Mummy this morning.
They are. We got a bit behind at breakfast, didn't we?
I see. Come here, you. Been running your mother ragged again, have you, Lily?
It was Freddy's fault this time. Very naughty he was, too.
Why, what's he been doing?
Oh, I've had to change not one, but three nappies in succession, that's all.
I don't know, Lily. What are we going to do with your brother, eh?
Shouldn't you be in the office?
Beverly said she'd cover for me for a few minutes.
Well, she's got the conferences to see to.
I know. But I've just come from the orangery. Now, I have some news I thought I should tell you.
Oh, yes. Come on, let's get a cardigan on you, Freddy.
Actually, it comes in the form of a question.
Oh, which is?
When we took Erwin on to be the chef in the orangery, did we ask him to find an assistant? Or were we supposed to do it?
Well, we said if he knew someone he liked working with, that would be fine. Nigel, please don't tell me he was expecting us to do it, because we've only got two.
No, don't panic. He's brought his favourite assistant, all right. In fact, I've just met her. She was with him when he came to have a look around.
Oh, what's she like?
She's rather like Tracy Horobin. Mainly because that's exactly who she is.
Oh, no, really?
Afraid so. Hence my first question. I was wondering if there was a way out of it.
Well, no, there isn't. We definitely told Owen it would be fine. Now you're telling me we've got Tracy Horobin on the payroll. Terrific. What on earth is Owen thinking of?
One thing, I suspect. From the way they were behaving with each other, there's plainly something going on.
Mm, that figures.
Of course, he assures me she's very good, but he wouldn't specify at what exactly.
Oh, this is all we need. Still, I don't suppose there's anything we can do about it now.
No. We'll just have to hope she works out, that's all.
Well, at least we've picked our other members of staff ourselves.
Oh, yes, I'm sure Jane and Liam are going to work out fine in the shop. Meanwhile...
Oh, here you are.
Hi.
I thought you were going to be in the
hall. I'm sorry, Julia, I got a little behind.
Oh, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. They're ready now. Now, let's get them in the pram, so we can be off.
Right you are. There we go. Where are you planning on taking them?
Oh, nowhere special. I thought we might have a little wander through the Arboretum, that's all.
Well, it is a lovely day.
Yes. So, when you see Lewis, you can tell him to rest assured I'll be nowhere near the orangery. And you can also add that I'll be in the gallery all afternoon, so the workmen will be completely...
I'm sure Lewis knows you intend to keep your word, Mummy.
Good. All right, then, we'd better be off. So we'll see you at lunchtime.
Bye, Julia.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, I'll clear up here, and then I'll join you and Beverly in the office.
Actually, before I go, I wondered if... Well, you'd had a little think about what I said after David left yesterday.
Yes, I have. And to be frank with you, I don't think it'll do any good. I'm not into empty gestures, Nigel. Unlike some.
Meaning David?
Who else?
I don't think it would be an empty gesture. Maybe the proposal does need thinking about.
Oh,
Well, it's easy for you to say.
Look, David's offer may have seemed like nothing to you, but I'm sure that he was genuinely trying to compromise.
Well, the net result is still the same. His family gets everything, mine get nothing.
Yes, but just dismissing it out of hand wasn't very diplomatic. Look, I'm just saying that if you at least give the appearance of considering it, if not actually doing so, it strengthens your case. That's all.
To be honest, Nigel, with the opening coming up, we don't have the time to discuss it either way. Now, you'd better get into the office, and I'll join you when I've finished here. Beverly will be going frantic.
Oh, did I tell you the chainsaw sculpture's confirmed, by the way?
Nigel, go!
I'm going.
Dad, hang on. That the next lot? Good.
Yeah, I thought I'd get it unloaded before lunch. Bert's on the forage harvester. I've got some spraying to do.
Why, is it that time already? Oh, by the way, have you noticed the power keeps cutting out on this tractor?
Oh, that's the battery connection. It's always coming loose. Hang on. Switch off, can you?
Right.
Top. You got a screwdriver handy?
Yeah. Hold on a second. I mean, I did have a look at the battery, but I couldn't see anything. Here.
Thanks. No, it's not the connection itself. It's the screw keeps coming away. See? Just there. Yeah. So it sometimes gets loose from the contact.
Right.
Look, while we stop, can I have a quick word?
Yes, of course. What's up?
Well, I thought you should know about how it went with Elizabeth yesterday.
Oh, yes. You did say you were going to see her.
I made her the offer we talked about.
And?
I'm afraid she turned me down flat. She didn't want to know.
What?
So I wondered what you thought the next move should be.
She wasn't interested at all.
No. Nope.
Has she any idea of the hoops we've jumped through to try and find a compromise?
Well, probably not, actually. It wasn't exactly a reasonable discussion. In fact, it's safe to say that tempers were lost again.
Oh, for goodness sake. Have I got to be around to officiate every time you two speak to each other?
Please don't take it out on me, Dad.
What am I supposed to do? You obviously haven't made her see how serious the situation is for her. I had thought, once you two had spoken, we might have this business sorted.
I know you
it's
did.
It's dragged on for long enough.
You're telling me.
I mean, does she realise what I was actually considering on Friday? Have you told her what I said?
No, of course I haven't.
Oh, for goodness sake, why not?
Oh, right. I walk in and say, Dad says if you don't accept this compromise, he's just going to go back to his original plan and give me the farm.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
Dad, it'll come across like I'm threatening her. It doesn't give her any choice in the matter.
Yes, and I'm afraid that is now the situation. She's just going to have to accept it.
Dad, I don't think it'll help matters if she sees it like that. Look, if there's any point in me making this compromise, it's to get Elizabeth to feel that we've tried to meet her halfway, and that is not going to happen if we force her hand.
No, I'm sorry, David. I think if we're going to resolve this, a little plain speaking will have to be done. And if you won't tell Elizabeth, I will.
Mummy?
Oh, no, Nigel. Would you mind not creeping up on me like that?
Sorry, I didn't realise I had. Anyway, what are you doing here? I thought you said you were going to be at the gallery this afternoon. I've just been over there to find the place closed.
Well, I'm going back there in a moment. I've just one or two things to do up here.
Well, you didn't have to come all the way over here to make yourself a cup of tea.
No, I didn't.
But as you have... Would you mind making me one? I'm absolutely parched.
Nigel, I'm afraid if you want a cup of tea, you'll have to see to it yourself after I've finished here. This isn't for me. This is for the builders.
What? Oh, now, hang on just a minute, Mummy. You're not making tea for the workmen.
Yes, I am.
But you can't.
Yes, I can.
Lewis told you not to. What's more, I heard you giving your word that you'd do as he said.
No, Nigel, do stop being so melodramatic.
I'm not being melodramatic. I was there. Lewis told you not to hold them up.
Yes, exactly. He told me not to take tea with them or hold them up in any way.
He said your friendship with him was at stake.
I know, which is why I'm going to be using this thermos flask.
I'm not with you.
It's perfectly simple, Nigel. I'm not taking tea with Nathan and the workmen. I'm simply making it for them. Or they can use the flask any time they want. And they won't actually have to stop working to drink the stuff. See?
Oh. Well, that's all right, then.
Good. I'm so glad you approve. I'm speeding things up rather than slowing them down.
If you say so.
I do. And I hope Lewis appreciates it.
Well, if I'm not able to make a cup of tea here, I may as well use the kettle in the office.
Oh, darling, before you go, there is one favour you could do me.
Oh, yes? What?
Well, it's all to do with keeping my word to Lewis. As you so rightly pointed out, Lewis... very forthrightly told me that I wasn't to interrupt the builders at all. In fact, I believe his words were, you are banned from the site.
So what's your point?
My point is that I want to deliver this flask to the men so that they can work all the faster. But, of course, I'm not allowed to. Now, I was going to ask Titcomb to do it for me, but, well, seeing as you're here...
Let me get this straight. You want me to take a flask of tea to the builders for you?
If you wouldn't mind, darling. And if Lewis should happen to be down there, you could be sure to tell him how I've steadfastly avoided being there all day, couldn't you?
Don't worry, I'll make sure he knows.
Loxley.
Elizabeth, it's me.
Oh, hi, Dad. How are you?
I'm all right. Have you got a minute?
Well, I'm a bit busy as it happens. The other phone's ringing. Oh, it's all right. Beverly's taken it. What can I do for you?
Well, I spoke to David this morning.
Did you? Well, no prizes for guessing what about.
No. I think you and I need to talk.
Oh, look, Dad, I really don't have the time to go into this right now.
Then I think you should make time. Our future's pretty much at stake here.
Look, what do you want me to say?
I want you to say that you'll consider David's offer.
What, to give me an unspecified percentage of the estimated proceeds of the sale of the farm should my brother and his wife ever decide to sell the place?
Oh, that's unfair, and you know it.
Well, there's no need to get angry with me about it.
Well, there's no need for you to be flippant. I mean it, Elizabeth. You may not like what David's got to offer, but it's genuinely meant, and you shouldn't be quite so dismissive of it.
All right, I'm sorry. But you telling me off doesn't make me any more disposed towards the idea.
I don't like getting angry with you, Elizabeth, but I want you to think about it seriously.
To be perfectly honest, I don't see why I should.
Because if you don't... Look, Elizabeth, I can't spell this out any more forcefully. You need to take some proper time to think about this.
All right, you've made your point, Dad. Really, you have.
And...
I'm up to my eyes with our big launch. I can't think about anything properly until that's out of the way.
So, take a couple of weeks. No one said you had to come to a decision immediately.
All right, then.
But do think about it. Very hard.
Yeah, I will. Look, Dad, I've got to go. Beverly's putting another call through for me.
All right. I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, love to Mum. Bye.
Bye.
Is that Elizabeth?
It was.
And?
And she's going to think about it.
Oh, well, that's a step in the right direction anyway.
Well, you'll be pleased to know I took your advice.
My advice?
I didn't tell her about going back to my original plan if she won't accept this compromise.
Oh.
You were right. If she thinks she's been forced into making a decision, she really will resent it.
Which would make the compromise a bit pointless. What made you change your mind?
Well, I realised I was letting other things affect my judgment.
What other things?
The pigs. We lose them tomorrow, don't we?
Of course, I'd forgotten.
That's a large part of my working life going down the drain. So, as you can imagine, I'm not in the best of tempers. And I nearly let that interfere with the way I dealt with Elizabeth.
Are the rumours true?
Keeping, Clary.
Oh, you know, much the same.
I thought you might have settled in a bit by now.
Depends what you mean by settled. How are we getting into a routine, I suppose? Not that poor old Joe has a routine, not to speak of. Right, that's me lot for today.
I suppose he hasn't.
I had the vicar over to see him yesterday.
Oh, Jack came round.
No. It's not a patch where we live, is it? Vicar of All Saints, this was. Well, they did say it was Janet as, you know, put him on to us.
Right. What did he want to see Joe for?
Invited him to a lunch club for pensioners.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Might bring him out of himself a bit. Well, he just don't thrive in that flat, but...
Well, none of you do, by the sound of it.
Oh, Edward thrives well enough. He spent most of the weekend hanging about with his mate Jazzer from down the road.
Oh, that's something, then.
You wouldn't say so if you'd met the kid. Well, it's not the kid so much as his family.
Right, £5 and 5, please, Clary.
Right, you are. There you go.
So, still, your William seems to be doing all right.
Yeah, now that is my one ray of sunshine at the moment. He's settled in at Caroline's. And he's got a good job as well, not just for the money, career prospects.
Well, bills have to be paid somehow, don't they?
Yeah. If they didn't, I could quite easily see my way to jacking one of my jobs in.
Well, not the dairy, surely.
No. Not the dairy. I was thinking of the bull.
Harry, this wouldn't have anything to do with what Susan told me at the weekend, would it?
Dunno. Depends what Susan told you.
Well, she said that your Edward came over for tea at their place last week and that he'd said, well, something about...
Sid and Jolene.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Betty, but I just can't stand working there knowing what I know. I mean, poor Cathy, and I just can't believe it, Sid.
Well, I see what you mean, Clary, but... To be fair, from what Susan told me, we can't actually be sure it's going on, can we?
Well, why would Fallon say such terrible things?
Well, she's a teenager. Fallon's the same age as your Edward. Are you telling me he tells the truth all the time?
I wish.
Well, there you are, then.
Yeah, but it all fits, doesn't it? Like that time Cathy were away and Jolene came and helped out at the bar.
Yeah, I know. Sid sent me home that night without doing the clearing up. She was still there then.
Afternoon!
So William's got driving lessons this week. Hello, Jolene.
Hello, Jolene. Oh, that's nice, Clary.
Yeah. Caroline's waived his rent for a month so as he can pay for him.
Oh, lovely. What can I do for you, Jolene?
Oh, give us 20 Miss Sigs, please, Betty. Well, if you don't mind me pushing in front of you, Clary.
No, don't mind me. I was just having a gossip.
Come on.
On you go. That's it.
David, what's that one?
Oi, don't you dare.
That's come on. Could have done with it all in all you, don't you?
Of course.
Could have done with your dad here. This way, you little beggar.
Yeah, he probably couldn't face it. Can't say I blame him.
David!
Oh, no. Well, I'll see to him when we got the others on the lorry.
It's all right, I'm here.
Oh,
go on. Back with the others, go on.
Right, on you go, Ruth. That's it.
All right.
And the rest of you. Go on.
Didn't think we'd see you here, Dad.
Well, I nearly didn't come. But I couldn't bear to see them go. And then I realised I couldn't bear not to see them go either.
Let's get the two of these.
All right. Okay. Just go and have a quick word with the driver.
I'm surprised he didn't help.
We wanted to do it ourselves. Last time and all that. You're not the only one who wishes it wasn't happening, you know.
All right, mate?
But, well...
Yeah, I'm all for
that. Needs must.
I suppose so. Well, this is it. End of pigs at Brookfield.
End of an era.
It is. I've been in pigs all my working life, you know, Ruth. In fact, if it hadn't been for pigs, I mightn't have got married. The first time, that is.
Really? How come?
Well, when I wanted to marry Grace, she said she thought I couldn't afford to give her the lifestyle she was used to. So I thought, I've got to make some money, quickly. So I started breeding pedigrees. You could do that in those days. You didn't need much to get started. Still, as you say, needs must when the devil drives. Certainly seems if the devil's got his grip on farming these days.
Yeah.
Okay, he's ready whenever we are. Better take a last look at them.
Just let them go.
Come on, Phil. Give us your hand. David, you better tell him to get a move on.
Sure. Off you go, mate. We'll get the gate.
Well, that's that, then. Quiet, isn't it?
So, basically, I've been scouring the area for suppliers.
Any luck?
Some. I managed to find a pretty decent organic bakery that can deliver 3 times a week.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I was pleased about that. There's a baker's shop a few doors down from ours, and I needed to make sure I could provide an alternative to what they're selling.
£10.15, please. Do you want a bag?
Oh, no, no, that's all right. I've got one. There you are.
Ta. Oh, it's all systems go, is it? 5 pence change.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it seems like it. Of course, I still have the shop design problem, but I'm hoping to get that solved in the next couple of days.
Yeah, Susan said you didn't like the design or something.
Oh, no. Made it look like a fast food outfit.
Oh.
Anyway, I've got someone helping me out on that.
Right then.
Pat, before you go, have you spoken to Clary at all this morning?
Well, no, not very much. I've been in and out of the dairy for most of the day. Why is something wrong?
Well, she just seems so down.
It's hardly surprising.
No, I suppose not. Just wish there was something I could do.
Oh, anything that's going to make them feel any happier is when they get out of that place in Borchester.
Yeah, does sound dreadful.
Oh, I've seen it. They just don't belong there. It's far too small from what Clary says.
Oh, we can only hope the council decide to get its act together and sort something out soon.
Got to.
Kathy not the boat?
No, oh. She's gone to pick up Jamie from his friend's house.
Oh, right.
Cup of tea?
Yeah, why not? Got a while before I have to set up?
Right. Cup of tea it is, then.
Said.
Huh?
Come here.
Thought you'd never ask.
It's a bit dangerous, isn't it? Passion in the kitchen?
Well, you started it.
Oh, well, I could have said no.
Can't help myself, can I? I don't half love you, Jolene Rogers.
Oh, do you now? That's nice to know.
Don't know why you're seeing an old man like me.
Who says you're old?
I do. 56 in a few weeks' time.
Oh, yeah? When's your birthday?
9th June.
Well, we'll have to find a way of spending it together, won't we?
Oh, dear. That would be great, that would.
See what we can do, then.
Only me.
Blimey, she's early.
Oh,
whoops, Daisy. Hello, Clary.
Hi, Clary.
You're early.
Looks like I ain't the only one.
Yeah, I come to set up the room for me line dance and only, Sid offered me a cup of tea.
Yeah, that's right. You want one? Cup of tea, I mean, Clary?
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Right. Take a seat, Jolene. You should know by now we don't stand on ceremony.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
We were just talking about me birthday, is it that, Miss Clary?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon I'll have something to celebrate and all.
Like what, exactly?
Well, the Cat and Fiddle's up for sale, and without the licence. Can't be bad for my business, that, can it?
So it's not exactly been what you'd call a good day, then, Phil?
I can remember better ones, to be honest, Brian. What with everything else that's going on?
Everything else?
You don't want to know, believe
hello?
Me. Oh, hello, Pat.
Evening, Pat.
Do you mind if Tony and I join you? He's just gone to the gents.
No, not at all.
While they're out there, love, can you bring in some more tens and fifties?
Sid's got a few in this evening. Sorry, have I interrupted the conversation?
No, we're just talking about pigs.
Oh, pretty bleak conversation, then.
Yeah, pretty much. Unless you're in your line, of course. The premium for organic pork doesn't seem to be dropping.
No, that's true. We've been lucky.
Well, Phil, on the other hand, hasn't been.
I can imagine.
Oh, it's just so frustrating when you think that my pigs are worthless because my animal welfare is better than in the rest of Europe. I mean, I've been trying to give people what they want.
Ah, it's what they say they want, Phil, but the trouble with Joe Public is that he's not just badly informed, he isn't informed at all.
I don't know if that's true.
I think it is. Now, your average housewife's absolutely horrified when she hears about animals being badly treated on some television programme or other. I mean, you tell them about the stall and tether system for pigs, and, of course, they're up in arms.
Yeah, but it doesn't stop them buying pork and bacon from countries where it's standard practice.
Quite.
I know exactly what you mean. They just don't seem to equate the two.
Well, it has to be said, Phil, the pig farmers of this country could have seen this coming a while back.
What? BSE? Animal welfare laws that make us totally uncompetitive?
No, but the trade barriers coming down, the global market, and we knew the GATT agreement would involve flooding Britain...
Pat, I think perhaps I should point out that Phil got rid of the last of his pigs today.
Oh, Phil. Oh, I am sorry. I didn't realise.
It's not your fault, is it?
No, but it's a lot easier to be smug from where I'm sitting.
What's really worrying is that it's happened to pigs and now it's happening to dairy.
Oh, not for any of us sitting around this table. I mean, I'm out of cattle. Pat's reaping in the organic premium as usual. And you're making your grazing land more efficient.
Yes, but the industry can't continue with the pound where it is. And someone's going to have to do something about it. Or dairy will go the way of pigs. You mark my words.
Guess a large coke, Sid William, gasping.
Yeah, it sounded like you was working a mart up there.
Certainly was. Still, it ain't worth it if you don't work up a sweat, is it?
All right, Joe.
What's the matter?
Well, listen, about earlier.
Earlier?
In the kitchen. You don't think Clary saw anything, do you?
No.
She yelled out hello before she came in the room and it felt like she was sort of warning us.
I reckon you're getting paranoid, said Perks. She sat down and had a cup of tea with us.
Yeah, maybe I am. Still, can't be too careful, can you?
You're as safe as houses. Trust me.
Oh, Mum, I've only been away a few days.
But on your honeymoon. And married life definitely suits you. Come on, sit down.
Look, I was planning
No, you don't. Brian wasn't expecting you back at work until tomorrow morning. You can jolly well sit down, have coffee with me and tell me all about it. I mean it. I absolutely refuse to take no for an answer.
Oh, all right. Look, just for a few minutes.
So, how was it?
It was... pretty fantastic, actually.
Oh, I am glad.
But the weather was wonderful.
Yes, I looked it up on the internet. It's marvellous.
And as for the holiday itself, it was just a dream. We stayed in this beautiful little hotel in Montmartre, mm-hmm. which was very classy, but not too expensive. And, we just did the Paris experience.
Everything in 4 days.
Oh, I wish. I mean, you just can't, can you? Not in that time.
Oh, I was going to say, I could spend 2 weeks just going around the Louvre.
Yeah. If I'd had the choice, I could have stayed there forever. As it was, we did as much as we could, you know, the restaurants, the bars, and... we went to Versailles, mm-hmm. and... Oh, the outside of Notre Dame in the spring is just gorgeous.
It sounds wonderful.
Oh, it was, it really was. I mean, everything felt, I don't know, sort of heightened.
Hardly surprising, darling. You were on your honeymoon in Paris in the middle of spring.
I couldn't have asked for anything better, could I? Everything was just... right.
Oh, look, here comes Brian, Debbie. I think he really regrets it. Brian, darling, look who's here.
Yes, I saw the car outside. Hello, Debbie.
Hello, Dad.
Well, aren't you going to ask if she's had a good time?
Yes, I was just getting round to it, Jenny. I've only just gotten the door. Did you have a good time, Debbie?
Yes. Yes, thank you, Dad.
I wasn't expecting you until tomorrow morning. Not to work, anyway. I mean, I assume you...
Yeah. There are one or two things I need to get on with before I, I start spraying.
Of course. You might take a look at the deer if you get a chance.
I will.
Would you like a cup of coffee, darling? Brian?
Me? Mm-hmm. No. I just came to say hello. I'd better get on.
Dad, before you go, I wanted to say thank you.
What for?
The necklace.
Oh, well, it was a pleasure. Right, I'll see you later.
Oh, dear.
Hi, Leah.
Oh. Hello, Ruth.
How are you?
Oh, all right.
You're just the person I wanted to see, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I realised yesterday you must be pretty well advanced with your strawberries by now.
Pretty much.
Well, that's what I thought. So I take it you're going to be needing some bales for the strawing down as usual this year. I mean, what I'm saying is we're happy to provide them, obviously.
No, thanks. We've done it. The early crop, anyway.
Oh,
yeah, we made other arrangements, but thanks all the same.
I see.
Plenty of other places to go. No shortage of straw, you know.
It was just an offer, Neil. There's no need to be like that.
Sorry, I'm not being like anything.
No? Maybe it's just me, then. Forget it. Just forget it, OK? See ya.
All right. Ruth, you all right?
Not really, Mike. No.
What's her problem?
I don't know.
She was talking to you before she stormed off. What have you been saying?
Nothing. Didn't seem to like it that we went elsewhere for straw this year.
Not Ruth Archer, is it?
No, but... well... look, if she thinks I'm going to come across all friendly as if nothing's happened, she's got another thing coming. I lost a load of work because of her and David.
Oh, I see. Give her a bit of a what for about this pig business, did you? Go on, talk about bearing a grudge.
No, of course not. Anyway, it was her, not me.
You say so, mate, if you say so. Anyway, listen, you on for this afternoon?
This afternoon?
What we just been talking about?
Oh, the main crop.
Well, the bale should be arriving about 3:30.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Good. Right, well, I'd better get in the shop. I'll see you later.
Yeah, like I said, I don't mind doing it as long as we're both there.
Was that a dig, Neil? Blimey, I was right. You really do bear grudges, don't you?
Hi, Mum.
What are you doing up here?
Dad's had me doing the salads while he gets on with the milking. Just thought I'd top the tractor up with diesel, do a bit more before I go see to the pigs.
I've got some news.
Oh, yeah?
I have now officially sorted my shop design problem.
Imagine my delight.
Oh, come on, you could at least try and be a bit enthusiastic. It's been worrying me all week.
Well, sorry. Hard for me to get all fired up about a few shelves and stuff.
It's not a question of a few shelves and stuff.
No?
No, it's about where they're placed.
Where the shelves are placed?
And the layout, the use of space.
And what did you manage to achieve?
Well, my friend from the Whole Food Co-op. He's come up with some design ideas and we've basically worked out what we need to tell the shopfitters to do.
Well, nice one. So, when are you going to have it sorted by?
Well, I'm going to phone the shopfitters now and tell them to get their act together. I want to be able to have our first delivery on the 24th of July.
Well, you're pushing it a bit, aren't you? It's not very far off. You reckon they'll have it ready by then?
If we want to open on the 27th, they'll have to, won't they? They're going to have to earn their money.
That's it, Mum. Go kick some tail.
I intend to, don't worry. Anyway, I'd better let you get on, hadn't I?
Yeah, I guess so. Actually, before you go in, I'm a bit worried about Clary.
You're not the only one.
I mean, you do realise she's doing a shift at the Bull every night, as well as working here. And she can't go home in between. I reckon she could do with some time off, don't you?
She says she's fine, though. I keep asking her.
She needs a break. She looks exhausted.
Yeah, I know. But she needs some money. And the trouble is finding cover for her. It'd be a lot easier if Helen weren't so busy with her college work, then she could step in for the odd day. Mm. Listen, you haven't forgotten your dad and I are going to the Reseath Open Day this Sunday, have you?
Oh, no. I shall enjoy running this place all by myself for one day. That's power, that is. See you later.
Bye.
There you go, Neil.
What's up? So, what'd you do then? See any other sites?
As many as we could in the time. You've got it, Mike.
Yeah, Tom. Right. What, you mean you went out?
Pardon? Of course I went out. I was on holiday.
Yeah, of course you did. What kind of honeymoon's that, then?
Mike.
Not with you.
And he's going out. And neither of you heard of a do not disturb sign then, eh? For your hotel room door?
Yeah. Ha-ha, Mike.
Honestly, I can't take you anywhere. Debbie's done us a favour bringing us this straw.
Well, she knows I'm only joking, don't you, Debbie?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, glad you had a good time. Not the lot, then.
That's it.
Thanks for bringing them over, Debbie. Much appreciated.
Yeah, pleasure's all mine. Although I do expect a free punnet when they're ready.
Put yourself a deal. Don't suppose you want to stay and give us a hand with the straw and game?
Not in this life, no, Mike.
Take that as a no, then, shall I?
See you soon.
Yeah, see you.
Bye. Yeah, suppose we better make a start, then.
Yep, reckon we had.
Come on, man, you start on that row. I'll start here. Nice kid, isn't she, Debbie?
Kid? Married woman now.
No, can't believe it, can you? Just go so quick.
You ain't kidding. I mean, Emma's doing her GCSEs. It's incredible.
You should worry. My oldest has given me my first grandchild. And my youngest is a rising star of the local media.
Hey, that reminds me.
Yeah?
You reckon your Brenda will be able to put a word in for us this year? On the radio, like?
Off the pick your own. Don't see why not.
I mean, we got some good publicity last year.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? I'll have a word with her when she gets in tonight.
Right.
Well, tell you something else.
Mm-hmm.
Reckon I'll speak to Ailey and all. You can get her to revive the strawberry princess.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You got loads of punters coming in on the back of that, eh? Worth 1,000 fly posters, that was.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. And it was free. Oh, blimey. Oh, just going to stretch me back for a minute.
Huh? Well, we only just started.
Yeah, well, out of practice, ain't I?
You'll never get this lot done if you have to stop every couple of minutes.
You're all right. Get
Some of the local kids help out in the evenings for a bit of pin money, like.
It's easy to see who's the boss in this working relationship.
Oh, hello, Tommy. What are you on about?
Well, there's one of you working your nuts off and the other standing watching. Nicely put in, well-trained, Mike.
Debbie.
Hmm? Oh, hi, Dad.
Thought you'd be on your way home by now.
Yeah, decided I'd take a look up here, see how the deer are doing. I might even do a bit of spraying while it's still light. Simon knows not to expect me too early.
Yes, I expect he does. So how are they doing?
And the deer? Mm. No sign of any calves yet.
Oh, well, it's early days.
Yeah, yes, it is. You want a proper look through the binoculars?
Oh, thanks.
Yep. Dad?
Hmm?
Look, about the necklace.
Oh, that.
Yes, that. The necklace you left on my dressing table the night before my wedding. Will you let me talk about it, please?
Of course I will.
It was special. You keep acting as though it was nothing.
Okay. I'm glad you liked it.
Of course I liked it. And not just because it's lovely. I liked it because I felt it meant you were kind of wishing us well.
I was wishing you well, Debbie.
I wish you'd been there at the wedding, Dad.
Look. Do you mind if we don't talk about it, darling? I just don't think there's anything more to say.
All right. But, Dad, I'm married now. You've got to accept that. It won't change. And I've got plans. I'm excited about my future. Can't you be?
We'll have to go in a minute. Oh, Joe, could you finish the washing up for me? I need to get on. Joe?
Hmm?
I said, could you finish the washing up? I'm sorry to leave you last night as well as the breakfast things, but I was that shut up when I got in. Now, Edward. Edward.
What?
Can you come here, please, so we don't have to shout at you?
You're all right.
Oh, why do I have to go through this every morning? I don't know. You all right, Joe?
Hmm?
He was staring into space.
Oh, just thinking, Clarinda. Just thinking.
Edward!
Coming, are you?
Yeah, in your own sweet time as usual. Right now, come here, let's have a look at you. Oh, managed to pass a brush through your hair for a change, I see.
Oh, Mum.
That's yesterday's shirt.
No, then.
Yes, it is, and don't try and pretend otherwise. I'm the poor so-and-so who has to do your laundry, remember? You go and change into your clean one.
Okay.
Oh, no, hang on, before you do. Now, what are you planning on doing after school today?
Well, I haven't decided, why?
Not going to go and foist yourself on the carters, then, I am.
Oh, give it up, Mum. That was a week ago.
And if you go and see your brother, you won't be able to stay long because he's got a driving lesson, OK?
Oh, I reckon I'll come back here, then. Probably hang out with Jazza.
Oh, if you must. Right, then, off you go and change that shirt. Clean one's in the cupboard.
All right.
Hundreds of kids in this town. He has to choose a tearaway as a best mate.
Mm-hmm.
Jazzer. Thought it'd be nice for him having a friend down the road.
Oh, I don't suppose he's so bad.
It's the family I'm more worried about.
Don't know where the all fits in that little house. Seems to be hundreds of them.
Anyway, I've got to be going. Oh, listen, Joe, what time are you going to the church hall?
Mm-hmm.
Joe, try and listen to me, will you? I've had to say everything twice to you this morning.
Oh, sorry, Clarina.
Yeah, well, I was just reminding you, today's the day you're going to the All Saints Lunch Club.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, I don't know whether I'm going to bother.
Oh, come on, Joe. It were ever so nice of that vicar to invite you.
Well, I never said it weren't. Very hospitable, like. Don't be nice to take him up on the offer.
It'd do you good to meet some new people.
Old people, you mean.
Nothing wrong with meeting folk your own age, is there?
Yeah, well.
And it's got to be better than sitting about here all day.
I suppose so.
So, are you going to go, then?
I'll see, Clary, love, I'll see.
I see him around the campus occasionally. Not very often. Different departments, you see.
Well, that's £1 exactly, please.
Thanks. But I have to say I'm impressed. Coping with a small child in your final year can't be easy.
Yeah, well, we're all trying to support him as best we can.
Oh, sure. And I hear Haley's been very helpful.
Oh, yeah, she's been marvellous. Mm. And in fact, between her and Roy, Phoebe's childcare's pretty much sorted. We all just keep wondering when Kate's going to come home, if ever.
Yes, indeed.
Afternoon, Betty.
Oh,
hello, Simon.
Hey, Kathy.
Nice to see you.
How's married life suiting you?
Ah, terrific. And I'm meeting my wife for lunch. At your place, as it happened.
Hey, how about that, Betty? I've got Ambridge's premier happy couple coming to the pub.
Very nice.
Well, how was the honeymoon?
Oh, wonderful, thank you.
Paris in the spring.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't beat that for romance, can you?
No, I suppose not.
Not in my book. I guess there are some who'd pick Florence or Venice, but for me, it had to be Paris. What about you, Kathy? Where did you go?
Oh, well, wasn't quite as glamorous as Paris.
Oh, Lake District, wasn't it, Kathy?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a beautiful part of the country.
Oh, yes, it was lovely. Mind you, Sid and I were married in the same place as you and Debbie.
The register office in Worcester. Mm. Well, I guess that bodes well for the future, don't you? I mean, you two have been married for how long?
13 years last month.
Oh, congratulations. Well, hey, I'd better get going. I'll see you later. Bye, Betty.
Bye.
Oh, what a nice man.
Yeah.
Nothing like the first blush of newly wedded bliss. You know, when it's all new, before you start getting used to each other.
No, I suppose there isn't.
Not that Sid's an unromantic man, of course. Or that hearts and flowers are the be-all and end-all in a relationship.
No, they're not, are they?
Well, it's afterwards, when it's not a novelty anymore. That's the real test.
Nothing else?
Oh, well, no thanks.
Right.
I wish them luck, I really do.
So, that's 125, please.
125.
Thanks.
All right, see you, Betty.
Bye.
Oh, Kathy.
Hi there.
Hello, Betty.
Clary, I could have done with you coming in a few minutes earlier.
Why?
Well, Kathy was talking about her marriage. I could have done with somebody changing the subject.
Oh, I see.
I mean, it's getting to the point now where I don't know what to say to her anymore. I just hope the rumours aren't true, that's all.
Oh, dear. Looks like I'm going to disappoint you then.
Why? What do you mean?
I walked in on them, didn't I? Sid and Jolie.
Oh, no. When?
Oh, I come into work early the other day and I could see them in the kitchen from the hallway. Well, they was having a pathetic little fumble while Kathy were out.
Oh, no.
So I made a loud noise to warn them I'm coming.
Look, you are sure about this? It wasn't, well, you know, perfectly innocent.
Of course I'm sure. I ain't blind, Betty. As soon as they heard me, they shot the part light that was both on fire. Oh, if it weren't so sad, it'd be almost funny.
Poor Kathy.
Oh, no. And Sid, I'd never have thought it possible.
Well, what are we going to do?
Nothing we can do, is there? Makes me so angry. For her sake, more than anything. Just wish I could say something.
Yeah, sorry about that. I thought we had some in.
Oh, it's fine, really. I'll just have the ploughman's.
And the sandwich for you, Debbie.
Yeah, please.
Okay. I'll get Frieda onto that for you.
Mm. It doesn't take too long. I've got the sprain to get back to. Shouldn't really be here at all.
Oh, I know, but come on. Your first full day back after your honeymoon. I think you're entitled to meet your new husband for lunch.
I'm not sure Dad would see it that way.
Well, he's not here, is he?
Good job.
Did you phone Graham Ryder this morning?
Yes.
Oh, I take it the news wasn't good.
No change. They still haven't decided what they want to do with Grange Farm.
Ah.
Oh, poor Graham. I found myself getting quite irritated with him.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
I just feel that now we've got the wedding out of the way, I want to get on and take my life in hand.
Which means moving into the place, right?
I guess. It was supposed to be the next stage in the plan, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Sure it was.
I mean, it's so frustrating. They managed to get rid of the Grundys quick enough. Now it's just sitting there.
No, there's no point getting worked up about it. I mean, if taking over the place isn't to be, then it isn't to be.
That's a mite too philosophical for you, Mr. Gerard.
Hey, I'm an academic. What do you expect?
No, come on. You're going off the idea.
Well, as I said, the place sure needs a hell of a lot of work. I mean, I knew it'd need some, but after seeing it up close last week...
Yeah, I know. It was rather daunting, wasn't it?
Don't get me wrong. If you want to go for Grange Farm, I'll back you all the way. But if it doesn't happen, well, maybe it's for the best.
I know what you mean. Oh, I just wish Borchesterland would make the decision one way or the other.
Sid, I want a word with you, if you wouldn't mind.
Hello, Clary. What can I get you?
I ain't coming for a drink. Sid...
Hello again. Clary, how's things?
Oh, all right, Kathy.
Have you come in for lunch?
No. I'd just come to ask if I could have an advance on my wages. Only I want to go to the supermarket this evening before I come in and do the shift here, obviously.
Oh, sure. That's all right, isn't it, Sid?
Yeah, sure. I'll take it out of the till now for you.
Thanks, Kathy. That's all right. We know you're good for the time. Don't we, Sid?
Oh, of course we do. Hang on. Yeah, there we are, Clary. Love, that's 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 79, 80
27. Yeah, there it is. There you go.
Ta.
And if you're a bit late coming in, we'll know you've been held up at the supermarket, won't we?
I don't come in late, Sid Perks. You know me better than that. See you, Cathy.
Bye.
Well, that's a bit off. I mean, didn't you think so?
What was? I'm sorry, I'm not with you, love.
She didn't have to be so rude to you.
Oh, was she rude? I can't say I noticed.
Oh, come on. She bit your head off. And she couldn't get out of here quick enough.
Yeah, well...
You just subbed her wages for her. We could have told her she'd have to wait until tomorrow, like normal.
Now, look, Clary's going through it at the moment, isn't she? She's bound to be a bit moody.
I'm aware of that. And I'm sorry for her. But there's no need for her to be quite so rude.
Oh, come on. It's water off a duck's back to me.
No, it's not just you I'm talking about. She hasn't exactly been sweetness and light with the customers lately, either. We don't want to put people off.
Oh, will you stop worrying? The Cat and Fiddle's going up for sale soon. We'll be the only pub in the village. We won't be able to take the business elsewhere, even if one of the barmaids is a bit off.
Edward, is that you?
Yeah, well, I'm not the AI man, am I?
Good day at school?
That's all right.
What you do then?
The usual. I'll see you.
Hey, where are you going?
Oh.
Where?
I don't know, just out with Jazza. He's waiting on the landing for us. I only came in to get a can of coke.
Here, now, look, come and have a chat with your old granddaddy. Just for a minute. I hardly seem to see you these days. Don't see William at all.
Yeah, but...
Of course, if you don't think your mate can wait that long.
All right. I ain't staying long, though.
Be a terrible old world if we didn't have time to say hello to each other. So what do you do at school, then?
Not much. PE all afternoon. Mr. Bates is a plunker.
Oh, anything else?
Oh, no, not really. Maths. You had a good day? Anything good on the telly, was there?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, well, look, I'd better get going.
Yeah, yes, and maybe you had. You get going.
I'll be back for tea, probably. Hang on, you had that lunch club today, didn't you? Mum said. Church thing, wasn't it?
That? Oh, yeah. I did go there in the end.
All right, was it?
Well, it was... It wasn't really my kind of thing, to be honest.
No?
No. Well, I didn't know nobody, did I? Except the vicar. I only met him the once, and he had to go pretty early on, he wrote.
Yeah, well...
So I sat on my own for most of the time, and, food was all right, I suppose, but, you know... Well, they weren't really my kind of people. Didn't have much in common, you see. Lived in Borchester and places like that all their lives, you see. Not like me. So I probably won't be going again. You know it is.
All right. No, that'll be Jazza. I've got to go, Grandad, or he'll be without me. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I reckon you will, yeah. Bye, son.
See ya.
Yeah, well, I suppose I better feed the ferrets then, haven't I?
So if you give Persephone one of these... Bless you, every day. The old girl should be right as rain. Bless you again in no time.
Oh, thank you, Alistair.
Dear me, you have got it bad.
It's worse this year than it usually is, so that's pretty awful, I could tell you.
Yeah, we're not even outside. And we've just come in from a supposedly low-allergen garden.
Yes, well, even the low-allergen garden can't stop all the pollen if the wind's blowing in the right direction. But anyway, I suspect what's making me sneeze now is the...
Bless you again.
House dust.
Ah, I didn't know you were allergic to house dust as well.
Oh, Alistair, at this time of year, I seem to be allergic to practically everything airborne. Anyway, I've decided to deal with that particular problem today.
The house dust?
Yes, I'm going to have a good old-fashioned spring clean. Not just the dust and vacuum, either. I'm going to start throwing things out. There's far too much clutter around here as it is, especially Robert. And it all collects dust. I shall show no mercy.
Just as long as you don't throw out his cricket things. Still need him on the team.
Oh, no. It's all extraneous stuff I'm getting rid of. Computer manuals that went out of date years ago. Ashtrays he was given as Christmas presents by clients. That sort of thing. It's all going to have to go.
I think by the end of the day, I'm probably going to need a skip.
And Robert doesn't mind you throwing out a load of his old stuff?
Oh, no. Robert is behind me 100% of the way, I'm glad to say. He thinks we've acquired too much rubbish as well. So, today's the day I start the Ambridge Hall Great Spring. Thank you. Oh!
Bless you.
Joe? Oh, hello there, David, aren't you?
You looking for someone?
Me? No. I've just been having a chat with your dad, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Don't let me stop you working.
No, don't worry. I was just going to have a coffee. Do you want one?
Oh, no, not at all. Your dad just gave me a cup of tea and something to eat.
Did he?
Yeah. I'd come over to see Baby Spice, see? Just to find out how she was doing, like. I mean, I didn't think nobody'd mind.
No, of course not.
And your dad come along and we had a bit of a chat. And he offered me a bit of dinner, which was very kind.
I see. Well, it's all right for some, I suppose. I just had to make do with a sandwich on the tractor.
Ah, well, I swap places with you any day of the week.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Bad joke.
Seemed a bit down, your dad.
Yeah, he is a bit. I take it he told you about the pigs. Losing them, I mean.
He did. Big part of his life gone, just like that.
Yep.
Hello, Joe. Nice to see you.
Oh, hello there, missus. Just paying a social call with your pa-in-law. Lamenting the demise of farming as we once knew it. Regarding pigs, any road. Well, now I reckon I better be going. I've taken up enough of your time.
Look, Joe, are you going to be okay? I mean, do you want a lift anywhere or anything?
Oh, no, I'll manage, thank you. I can still make my own way about. Bye now. Bye, missus.
Bye, Joe.
Bye. I reckon he's looking a lot older, don't you, Ruth?
You're surprised if he is.
And of course, Dad's still brooding about the pigs.
Is that what he and Joe have been talking about?
Yeah, you just heard him say so. Look, love, is everything all right?
What, with me? Yeah, everything's fine. Why?
I don't know, you seem a bit distracted.
No, I'm okay. A bit tired, that's all.
All right. Well, look, do you mind finishing up here while I go and do a few hours spraying?
Sure.
Great. Hey, there's some coffee left in this if you want some.
Hmm? No, thanks.
Huh? Okay. Just thought it might wake you up a bit.
I'll be all right. A bit of graft will wake me up. Don't you worry. I'll see you later.
Actually, you couldn't do us a favour when you get back to the bungalow, could you?
Sure, what?
Can you give Mark a ring? Crikey, Ruth, Mark. Mark Rowley, the shearing contractor. We've only been using him forever.
Oh, yeah, Mark Rowley. Sorry, I wasn't thinking. What do I need to ring him for?
Well, his team's booked to come to us after Home Farm, but I haven't had a chance to confirm it with him.
Oh, right.
So you'll do it, will you?
What?
Give him a ring. What else?
I said I would, didn't I?
No, you didn't, actually, but now you eventually have, so that's fine. See you later.
Come on, Daddy.
I'm coming. Now, what have you found?
I found bugs like a bug's life.
Oh, well, let's have a look. Oh, they're big ones, aren't they? Good grief. Stag beetles. Daniel, you found a nest of stag beetles.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's very good. You know why?
No.
Because they're very rare, especially in this part of the country. They're mainly found down south where it's warmer. In fact, I've got leaflets in the surgery telling people to keep a lookout for them.
Can I have one?
A leaflet? Yeah, I'll bring one home for you tomorrow.
Oh, Alistair, we meet again.
You stay here and watch the beetles, Daniel. I'll just go and talk to Mrs. Snell.
Okay.
Hello again.
Hello, Alistair. Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Bless you. Still suffering, then?
Indeed I am. What's Daniel doing over there?
He's discovered a colony of stag beetles in that tree stump.
Oh, I see. Marvellous.
Linda, are you all right?
Oh, not really, no.
You sure you should be out here?
I had to get out, Alistair. My spring cleaning has formed a dust cloud in my house. I can't continue with it until it's settled.
Oh, dear.
I must say it's wonderful to see Dad. You're so interested in wildlife. Do you think he'll be following in his adoptive father's footsteps?
Well, I don't know. It's early days yet. Well, that'd be very nice, obviously.
Well, I take it everything's on course for the adoption.
I suppose so. Got a letter on Monday morning informing us we've got the social worker coming round next week.
Oh, that's,
necessary, Linda. Mm. No, certainly not something I'm looking forward to.
Do you know what the social worker's going to ask you?
No, not really. I expect it'll include some pretty personal stuff. Linda, don't you think you'd be better off indoors?
Yes, I think I might be. Hopefully
Dust will have died down a bit, but don't now. Excuse me, Alistair. I think I'll be getting it off. Goodbye.
Bye, Linda.
Dad, is it still got the cold?
Hello, Clarina.
Oh, all right, Joe. You going to take a pew?
I think I might.
You want a sandwich?
Oh, no time. Sure tea, anyway.
Well, you sure? I got plenty.
No. I ain't that hungry, to be honest.
Oh, well, I'm going to save this last couple for later. Do yellow if you want.
I will. Surprised to see you out here.
How do you mean?
Well, I thought you'd probably sit inside and have a natter with Sid and Kathy Perks before you started work.
I ain't sitting in no room with Sid Perks if I can help.
Who's that?
I don't matter. Besides, it's nice out here. Green's lovely this time of the year, with the birds singing and that.
Ah, you're right, Clary. Yeah. Bit long here, don't we?
Yeah.
When I think so many times I've sat here of a spring or summer evening and had a chin wag with Tom Forrest or your dad, good friends they was, in different ways.
Now, look, are you sure you don't mind staying in the village all evening? I don't want you hanging around here if you're going to get all upset.
Oh, no. I shall find a table in the corner, buy me a pint for my pension, that's just the one, mind, and I shall sit and watch the world go by. Try not to get in anybody's way, as long as Sid Perks don't begrudge me the rum.
He better not. He'll get what for from me if he do.
Clary?
Ah, take no notice of me, Joe. It's just been one of them weeks. I'll be glad when it's over.
Yeah, I knows what you mean. I thought last week would be, well, about as miserable as it got. I mean, there we was, just moved into that horrible place, trying to get used to having no rum and the noise and William not being around. But at least I could say to myself that I was just, well, you know, getting used to it, settling in. This week, on the other hand, well...
This week, you find you have got used to the place. You have settled in. It's still flipping horrible. Only thing that's worn off this week is the novelty.
That's right. This is as good as it gets.
Still, we'll make the best of it yet, eh, Joe?
Yeah, I suppose we will. Not got no choice in the matter, have we?
I won't tell you again, Pip. You go and tidy your bedroom or you don't get any tea. Pick up every single one.
I hate you.
Hello.
Yeah? Well, how do you think I feel when you behave like that?
Oh, Pip. Hey, Pip Squeak, what's up? Pip?
Just leave her, David. She's got to learn.
What's going on?
I've tried asking nicely. If she won't do it when I ask nicely, when I'm going to shout at her, aren't I?
Oh, bedroom again, eh?
She's pulled all the soft toys out. They're all over the floor. If I wasn't here to make her clear them up, they'd stay there permanently.
Okay.
She has to be made to realise I'm not her mate!
Ruth! Enough! It's not like I don't agree with you. It's all right. Hard day, then. Me too. Shattered. Cheering Mark.
Mark?
Mark Rowley, the shearing contractor.
Got.
Oh, Ruth.
Well, can't you just ring him now?
Yeah, of course I can ring him now. I can ring him any time I like. It's just that I did ask you to do it.
I forgot, okay? I don't know why you're making such a fuss. They've been booked for ages. They've never let us down before. Why are they going to start doing it now?
All right. Don't take it out on me.
Well...
Look, what is the matter with you at the moment?
What do you mean?
Ruth, it's been going on for days. You've been distracted and moody... keep forgetting things, and you keep flying off the handle, especially at the kids. Now, what's going on?
What, apart from Elizabeth being awful? And seeing your father's face as he watched half his life's work disappear? Or have Neil Carter treat me like dirt instead of the family friend he always used to be? Nothing's going on. Everything's just great.
Hey, look. Come on. It's all right.
No, it isn't.
Hey, look. It's been a bad week. You've had bad weeks before.
Not like this.
Why?
I found a lump, David.
What? What? What do you mean?
There's a lump in my breast. Felt it on Sunday. I kept waking up in the morning hoping it would be gone, but it won't go away.
Now, Archers was written by Peter Carey, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.